Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Freedom Caucus outlines legislative agenda for 2024 session. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus, now holding a majority in the State House, unveiled its legislative priorities at a press conference on Tuesday. Incoming House Speaker Representative Chip Nyman of Hewlett emphasized a balance between using their majority and fostering unity within the legislature. Nyman said the caucus aims to reach across the aisle while advancing key priorities. Among their top goals are introducing election registration rules, banning ballot drop boxes, and cutting property taxes by 25% for homeowners. The Freedom Caucus released their Five and Dime plan, which targets issues like diversity initiatives at the University of Wyoming and election integrity. Additionally, their legislative agenda includes extending bans on transgender athletes in women's sports to colleges and establishing universal school choice. Nyman stated the caucus aims to honor Wyoming values, while critics suggest whether their agenda reflects statewide consensus. Innovative high-tech balloons improve wildfire fighting and more over Wyoming skies. Not all balloons flying over Wyoming skies are spy or weather balloons. Some are cutting-edge tech from South Dakota-based company Aerostar. These high-altitude balloons are being used in innovative ways, including wildfire management. Cowboy State Daily reported last year Aerostar launched 50 to 100 balloons, with several flying over Wyoming. One project with NASA and the U.S. Forest Service transformed a high-altitude balloon into a floating cell phone tower over an Idaho wildfire. This gave firefighters real-time updates and connectivity in areas without cell service, dramatically improving safety and logistics. Unlike planes, Aerostar's balloons can hover for weeks in bad weather or smoky conditions without refueling. They are even steerable, catching different wind currents to stay in one spot, functioning like low-altitude satellites. Aerostar President Jim Nelson calls the technology a game-changer with potential beyond firefighting, like monitoring crops or detecting methane leaks. Expect to see more of these balloons in Wyoming skies soon. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.